The following was recorded by Mike Malevsky at the Palmer Chamber of Commerce at noon on September 25th, 2013.
Welcome to the Palmer Mayoral Candidate Forum. As you know, the election is coming up next week, and here in Palmer we have two candidates for mayor. We have incumbent candidate Ms. Delaina Johnson, who is a first-term mayor, is running for re-election, and we have city councilperson Linda Combs, who is no stranger to the mayor's office since her husband lived there for a few years. So we have both of them with us here today. When we do forums here at the Palmer Chamber, this isn't an active debate, so to speak. It's more of a chance for the candidates to speak their piece on the issues so that you can have a chance to make decisions based upon their answers to those issues. So I would just remind the audience that we're not trying to start a fight here. We're not CNN. That's not what we do for a living. So we're here to try and get some answers to questions from the candidates. Each of the candidates will have an opportunity to introduce themselves, and then there will be questions from the podium here that the candidates will have the opportunity to answer. Each question gets the same candidate, each candidate gets the same question. That was close. So each candidate gets the same question, so they both have the opportunity to answer. We will alternate questions between who starts the question and who gets the second shot at the question, and we will go from there. At the end of the forum, which is scheduled to run until about 1:20 today, so that the chamber has time to do the real business of the chamber, which is 50-50. So at the end of the forum, if there's a little bit of time left over, we may be able to take a few questions from the floor. But I would once again remind you that we are looking for questions that impartial questions that each candidate can answer regarding the future of Palmer. So if there are no questions from the candidates, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move forward. There was a coin toss prior to the luncheon today. Mayor Johnson won the coin toss, and she elected to be on the receiving team. So Linda Combs gets to do a three-minute introduction. Councilperson Combs, if you could please start with your 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is better. What, 2 years ago when I was here, we had to stand up the whole time, so this is better. Thank you. The job of mayor in Palmer is clearly defined in our city's charter and our municipal code. As far as I'm concerned, the mayor needs to be first and foremost an effective communicator. And to be an effective communicator, you must be a good listener. In order to do both, you have to be available. And the bottom line is that the job is about public service and not any kind of powers. The truth is, Mrs. Johnson and I agree on almost everything when you get to the bottom line. We certainly have disagreed many times on the method or process to reach that bottom line in the past couple years, but we've believed in what we want for Palmer. I believe strongly in working within Palmer's charter and their municipal code, taking my oath of office seriously. Because the form of government Palmer has, the mayor is one vote on the council. That's it. You get one vote. But if the mayor's an effective communicator, I believe that the effective communicator, being a listener, then the mayor can, and I believe really should be, a facilitator and a builder of consensus on the council and then in the community. Most of you have seen my ads, and you know me. I've worked here for 28 years in a variety of different ways to ensure that you and I can come to these meetings today and pat ourselves on the back about having one of the absolute best places to live and work. There are comments being made around town that would have you believe that being from an old family is detrimental to progress in Palmer, and I have to disagree with that. On the contrary, as I look across this room today, I see many who are from the old crowd. We've all embraced progress. We've made Palmer what it is today, and I'm proud to be associated with each and every one of you. 2 years ago, I was here asking for your support for my election to the council. I promised to be your voice on the city council at that time. I was concerned then. I still am concerned about communications between the city of Palmer citizens and the businesses and the council. I've been here faithfully. I've attempted to improve the situation, and I believe it has improved. It can improve more. I do know what this job entails. It needs an individual who's willing to take the people's concerns and the voice to the council so absolutely everyone is representative. I will not turn away any individual or any group just because it's not an idea that I embrace myself. But I will endeavor to represent absolutely everyone, and I really appreciate the time to talk to you today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. I did fail to mention that our illustrious Executive Director, Ralph, back in the back, does have some time warning cards back there, 1 minute, 30 seconds, and is there a 10-second or just a time up? 15 seconds, and then the time is up. So if you could kind of keep your eye on Ralph, he'll keep us on track there. Thank you again, Councilperson Combs. Mayor Johnson, would you like to take 3 minutes to introduce yourself?
Certainly. Well, thank you, Ralph, Greater Palmer Chamber of Commerce, for hosting this forum. It's great to be here. Great to have the opportunity to directly speak to Palmer voters and business owners. As you may know, I'm Delana Johnson. I'm currently Mayor of City of Palmer, and I'm running to continue in that role. My association with Palmer is long and enduring. I live in Palmer. I work in Palmer. Invested in Palmer. I have 5 children that were born here, and I have 2 children still attending Palmer High School. So I'm running for mayor again to continue what I see as some really positive things that are happening in our town. We're realizing the potential that Palmer, everyone recognizes here. New businesses are coming in, and I'm really excited about that. But first of all, I want to ask everyone to please get out and vote. Thomas Jefferson says the government closest to the people governs best, and I think that's where municipal government is so important, and I would encourage everyone, no matter what election you vote in, to come out to vote on October 1st, on Tuesday. Finding Palmer voters is kind of a little bit of a challenge sometimes. So I feel like it's kind of a hunt, so I go out door to door. And I have had just great response from people, and I really have enjoyed the campaign. That's the best thing about campaigning, is that whether you have to force yourself to get out there, but once you get there, it's just tremendously fulfilling to hear what people have to say. And whether it's, you know, animals are a little challenge. And I haven't been chased by the energy hog that I know of, but dogs, cats are better. But anyway, it's been a good campaign, and it's been, like I said, I just feel very well received, and people are saying just continue what's happening. They're really pleased with what's happening in Palmer. Municipal government. It's the kind of government that you really see the effects of. I'd like to see our town, I've said this before, when you see the city limits of Palmer, things are a little bit different. Things are a little more maintained, and they're a little bit sense about what the city is like when you get here. You know that you're somewhere special, and I know that people feel that when they come to Palmer, and I think that's getting better and better every year. The voice on the council and communications, absolutely. The mayor does have some specific things that are unique to the role of mayor, and we need to recognize that. Over the years, it's been that the mayor's role has become something that has been overlooked somewhat, to the detriment, I think, of the public trust. And so I will continue to make sure that I uphold the public trust, and I'm very honored to be Mayor Palmer.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson, and thank you, Councilperson Combs, for your introduction as well. So since Councilperson Combs has started with her introduction, we're going to address the first question to Mayor Johnson, and then the same question will then go to Councilperson Combs. So, Mayor Johnson, how do you think Councilperson Combs is doing as a councilperson on the council?
That sounds like a question to get a fight started, if you ask me. I guess I don't keep a scorecard, per se. I'd like to say that as a group, I believe that the council has some strong individuals, and they don't always agree with each other. They do their very best. And so I'm certain that Councilmember Combs has found a way that she's working at her highest capacity as councilmember.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Councilperson Combs, same question for you. However, we're going to ask you how you think the mayor is doing with her position. Up to 2 minutes.
I think that, as I said before, you know, the mayor and I agree on almost everything. Well, one exception would be the role, I think, in some respects. I have deep concerns about being told when I've been out campaigning, canvassing, about unavailability, difficult to reach. I keep reiterating that anybody on the council is available and try to keep everything very positive. So I think the mayor has done a great job in opening up some new avenues. I'm in particular excited about things like bringing the tracks back to Palmer. She's been active on that, as have I. That particular project excites me because I believe it's the future. Having a government entity work with a grassroots movement from the public, as well as, you know, some commercial endeavors all together, the partnership aspect, I think she does and has a good vision for Palmer using that sort of process, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. So the next person, next question will go to you, and we'll kind of do this ping-pong game back and forth here for a while. So, Councilperson Combs, what do you feel is the most pressing problem facing the city in the coming year, and how will you attack this problem?
Oh, that's always a great question this time of year. We get the budget on our desks here in about 2 weeks, so, you know, you can't help it. It's like almost as big as the energy hog, the budget is. It's sitting right there in your chair. I think the budget is going to be a huge part of the coming year. The council in the last 3 years, two of which I've been part of the budget cycle, has done an absolutely exemplary job of going through and defining anything at all. There is not, in my opinion, really, any fat left in that budget. It's going to be very difficult this year to go through the budget and find any places to make cuts. I think we're going to maybe have to be a little smarter in how we spend public funds in some areas. What's really unfortunate is what you get left with is you get left with what I call fixed costs, having been a bean counter in some sort of capacity most of my life. Unfortunately, that involves, in a great part, our employees. But I would have to say the budget, because we have an absolute, a real mandate to maintain our fiscal responsibility. And the first and foremost thing is public safety and the infrastructure, and we have aging infrastructure. So I know my emphasis is going to be on maintaining that infrastructure and maintenance. Maintenance, we've got to find the funds and not keep deferring maintenance. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilperson. If you could pass the mic to Mayor Johnson. Mayor Johnson, the same question for you, ma'am. What do you think is the most pressing problem facing the city in this coming year, and how will you attack that problem?
In the coming year, certainly the budget is a big portion of that, and I know when I came into office, the budget was first thing that I talked about making some changes to, and I'm proud to say that I've done that. We have looked at the budget very carefully, and when I started, we had just a three-week reserve, and anybody can imagine if you have 3 weeks of operating money, this is your operating budget. If you have 3 weeks in your bank account, that means you don't have enough for next month's rent. That's changed. I'd like to see that get to a 2.5 month reserve, which is the government accounting standards level, the lowest level that's expected. So I'd like to see that change. But we're making some progress there, and I think that we have to keep that kind of mindset. You just can't let it go by the wayside. We have similar issues in city government that we have throughout the state government and the federal government. There are certainly small towns going bankrupt. We have ongoing liabilities with our retirement and benefits that have to be examined. Whether no matter what happens, everyone's going to have to take a look at that. The state of Alaska is the number 5 in the country for that unfunded liability, and we're part of that state system. So I don't think we want to try to cut our retirement, but I think if we can keep it from growing and taking over, it will make a show foresight from the city of Palmer. That's a big thing. Palmer's not a poor little town. We have money, and it's a matter of just putting that in the right place. So it's not just about cutting the budget. It's about putting it where it needs to be put out first. And as far as the deferred maintenance, we're addressing that. I don't think there's a whole lot out there. Palmer's doing very well that direction. So I'm pleased with that, and I think we'll continue with the capital projects and improvements that you see right around town.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. Go ahead and hang on to the microphone there, because the next question you will start with. Having looked at the most pressing problem for the coming year, what do you think is the most pressing problem facing Palmer in the upcoming mayoral term? So what will be your emphasis, as it were, during your next term as mayor if you are elected?
Well, I think it's a continuation of things. I mean, a lot of these things aren't so dramatic. I'd like to pull out some dramatic things and say it's definitely this. But really, it's about making the city services the very best that they can be. And, you know, keeping our resources directed in the right direction, allowing people to do business or do volunteer work in Palmer and provide the setting to be able to do that. Palmer can do that and has done that for years. Grow Palmer is a great example. I think that's one of the greatest, you know, little small things that one person made a huge difference on. Without that kind of setting, you just really stifle the opportunities. So making Palmer a place that people can excel at and share their very best is what I'd like to see, and that's with business too. I mean, we have some great construction projects going on in Palmer. We have businesses expanding. Hagelin and Era now doing all their maintenance or their smaller plane maintenance at the Palmer Airport. Hangars being built. We just approved another lease for a hangar, and we have two more that are wanting to look into Palmer Airport. Those are the things that just haven't happened in years in Palmer, and I'm here to make sure that those people that have vision and to give them an opportunity to excel and do the business and to share their gifts with our community.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. If we could now move over to Councilperson Combs, the same question for you, Councilperson. What do you feel will be the most pressing issue in your term as mayor if you are elected?
The term or the next year?
The term.
The term.
Yes, ma'am.
Pretty much the same thing. I have to totally agree with the mayor. We have a lot of great things on rail right now. I don't see the sky is falling anywhere, but what I do know is things can always be a little bit better. We're in a constant movement, and we need to make sure we continue that to improve all the city services. We've done some streamlining of businesses being able to come into City Hall, get started up, how they report things. We need to continually look at that. We're looking at the expenditure to do more and more online. That's just called being part of the future. It's always much more glamorous to say that we're going to have something brand new. It's always much more glamorous to have something bright and shiny. There's nothing bright and shiny about a water line, I can tell you. But, you know, that's one reason why I have no problem with knowing that we have to continue. We've got programs, some of them, you're seeing part of them over on Auckland Street right now. That's all part of a program that got put in place approximately 9 years ago. We need to complete programs, too. So I don't see anything huge. I don't see any pyramids to climb. I just would like to keep us on course and keep it so that we all know that when we pass that sign that we are living in the absolute best place there is to live in Alaska.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. Now, Mrs. Combs, the next question, of course, will start with you. I noticed that both you and Mayor Johnson have signs on the old school district building right there on Evergreen Street. The building is uninhabitable at this point and has been an eyesore for quite some time. What can the city do to get this building removed or return it to habitable condition to spruce up the entry to Palmer coming in from Evergreen?
That building changed hands. Officially, I believe it was on July 31st. The title was recorded, changing hands from the school district. I think the city can be, we don't own it, so there's not a lot we can actually do, but I think that we can be encouraging to the new owner. Actually, in my conversation with the new owner, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged that all of the problems that have been rumored to be part of that building have been acknowledged, and there are plans in the spring to make it much less of an eyesore in our community. Am I privileged to every one of these plans? No, don't intend to be. But I would certainly encourage that and any other. We have several spots in town that could certainly be spruced up. We can always encourage and maybe even come up with a program. That's a potential program to encourage our business owners, property owners, to continue sprucing up our downtown, the look of our downtown. In the meantime, I'm real encouraged that it was sold after all these years of sitting there and, frankly, being an eyesore.
Thank you, Councilperson Combs. Mayor Johnson, the same question for you, ma'am. What is it that the city can do to encourage that building to become more habitable and to become more presentable in the city of Palmer?
I know a little bit about fixing up a dilapidated building, and I'll just have to speak from my own experience. What the city can do is make sure that what the city does require that they just do it well, and that they make sure that the processes that they require are followed and that they streamline. So I'd like to see our administration make sure that they are available and are comfortable with the owner and working closely with them. I think that's what cities do best. But we do have one issue there that's going to have to be addressed, whether immediately or hopefully very soon, and it's parking. I mean, there's not a lot of parking downtown, and that building will require some parking. So we have our parking ordinance, which was done probably about 7 years ago, does have some conditions in it that make it difficult to develop some of the downtown properties. That needs to be looked at so we can allow some of those older buildings that don't have space for parking lots to be built. But so anyway, it comes down to just, again, having a city do what cities do best, which is if you have code, if you have procedures, just follow it and follow it well and work with people. Because I'm excited. I'm also excited, though, that building, which is a building that's difficult to develop and will be expensive, that the city of Palmer economy is expanding to the point that it makes it viable now to take that building and fix it up. Because before, it would have set for a long time because there just wasn't the market for it. And really, it's a market-driven thing, not a city-driven thing. The city, we provide municipal services, and the market has provided for that building now to be able to be viable. So we can't take too much credit for it.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. Keeping the microphone with Mayor Johnson, ma'am, there was mentioned earlier about moving the rail back into downtown Palmer. What is your opinion of that project? When do you think that should happen, and how should we pay for it?
Well, last I checked, we do have rail to downtown Palmer, and it has been fixed. Anything that the city of Palmer, which in previous to my coming on board, that was all was taken up, but we've got that back in place. So it's really an Alaska Railroad project. That's the Alaska Railroad's right away and so on. I guess I'm not for having railroad tracks, just have railroad tracks. I mean, as a monument, I don't know. What I am for is having a train that can come into town and bring some people here and have some fun. And that's what a train could look like coming into downtown. So how that can get funded is one of those things that it's Alaska Railroad project. And can the city help that go forward? I think we can. One thing I've been doing is just a little bit of research. And according to the track maintenance schedules, the maintenance on the track ends at Blueberry, which is north of the depot. So as far as I know, the Alaska Railroad already maintains that track in the downtown. But we might just need to make sure that they're doing their maintenance that they do elsewhere as well. So we just don't want to overlook that. Being encouraging, again, having the economy that can have a place for people to come into downtown, have lunch. We have gravel trains already there, so I'd like to see the possibility of having a train that could come in, leave Anchorage, say, 9 o'clock, and leaving, say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because the trains for gravel load at 5 and 7 a.m., 5 and 7 p.m., but that's 4 hours downtown. That'd be a great boom for for downtown businesses. So I think it's just showing people the vision of what can be done and how something can make money. So, but for the tracks, I'm not really about the tracks, but I am all about a train.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. Councilperson Combs, same question for you, ma'am. What do you see as the future for the rail in Palmer? How are we going? How would you help make that happen, and how would we pay for it?
Well, I've already been a part of the presentations that have been made to several groups in our community trying to get the word out about all the possibilities and about the possibility of, as I said before, the reason I could get behind it is it's not all about the city of Palmer. It's about working with, I think Palmer can promote it. The mayor is absolutely correct. The railroad owns it, you know. But I think we've made great strides. The group, each one in the group has different talents. They have different backgrounds. They've added different things to it. It's been presented to the railroad. It's been presented to the legislature. What we're looking for and trying to let the public know about, we're not just about a Colony Christmas train. We really see the potential, different parts of this group, it's a great group to be a part of, see and have a vision for different ways that can enhance our community, enhance our state. Whether it be to attend Friday flings, whether it be to attend Who Let the Girls Out or other large events that we already know are extremely popular and work and have made our economy in Palmer much better than a lot of places recently. So I just think that there's so many aspects to it that anybody could sign on, find one aspect, and be able to go after it, and we're going to end up with the train coming back down to the historic part of our community.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. If you would please keep the mic, the next question will be addressed to you. Both you and the mayor have mentioned keeping the downtown area vibrant. However, when we come into town, we notice that there, with the way the economy has changed, we do have a lot of vacant space on the outskirts of Palmer, which are inside the city limits. For instance, Pioneer Square, the old Cars Mall, the Palmer Wasilla Professional Plaza, which is the old district attorney's office, the Hemmer Road Professional Building, which is where Peak Fitness is. There's a lot of empty space over there, which appears to be a pretty nice space. What can the city of Palmer do to attract businesses and fill up this vital space, bring more tax revenue into our coffers?
We've already done some things. For example, as many of you know, in the past year and a half, we've worked on all of our ordinances have to do with sales tax, how you report it, et cetera, trying to make it even more friendly. In the meantime, while we don't have an exact, director of community development, I know that our administration has worked with the corporation that owns the building where the old Cars was and has encouraged them, been in conversations with them about encouraging them to come to town. It's a little hard to move them if they're not willing to move. I think we need to just keep showing. We have some great businesses in this community within our city limits that a lot of people don't even know about. And I think we need to market those. I think we need to use them as an example. Because they bring to our community more individuals. They bring, obviously, more revenue. To what degree we can get very actively involved, I think that's going to depend on the upcoming council, whoever's on that council, and what sort of weight they're going to give that, again, in our budget. It takes time and money to go out and market, and we have to weigh out just what portion we want to devote to that. My vote would be to devote more time, more money, more effort to continuing shining up this jewel that we call Palmer.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. Mayor Johnson, the same question for you, ma'am. What is it that the city can do to attract retail and professional offices in to fill up these vacant spaces here in Palmer?
One thing that I was thinking about when you were talking about those empty spaces is what I think is a huge issue, and I guess I should have said this is actually quite a big issue coming up in the next few years, and it's probably starting this coming spring. We have to make sure that the businesses that are there have good access. We're looking at so many road projects coming into Palmer, and one of those is the divided highway to the south from Palmer. We have the couplet, which definitely impacts the, Eastern Terminus project, that impacts the old cars building, Peak Fitness, and the DA's office. Those, and then we have Bogart Extension and potential with the Glen Highway realignment, and depending on the flooding situation, the old Glen coming into town. So we're talking about every single town road into town being changed up here in the next few years. That's a huge thing. I've been working with Senator Dunleavy's office because the way the DOT has the road designed for the Glacier View to Soro APR rental is a divided highway with a one-way turn-in and no access as you're heading south. We can't, as a city, necessarily do, maybe we aren't, we do have marketing money that's not being spent, but as far as that goes, the number one thing is making sure, I think, that our businesses keep their access as and our road planning doesn't shut down our city for, you know, the next two or three summers to come. Because if we have all those projects happening at the same time, they better be coordinating with each other. And I'm not always hearing that the project managers, even if they're with the same agency, are even talking to each other. So on the outskirts of town, I think that's crucial, that our roads and our access can continue to help businesses and not to be a hindrance to them, as well as our other pedestrian crossings, getting kids across the Glen Highway. Those are huge issues coming up for the city of Palmer.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. Go ahead and keep the microphone, if you would, please. You're here in front of an audience of Chamber of Commerce members. Chambers are typically known as very pro-business, active in the community. What do you see as the role of the Greater Palmer Chamber of Commerce in attracting new businesses to the city of Palmer?
Well, I think that the businesses, one of the first thing, no matter where they are in the country, they know that wherever they go, there's probably a Chamber of Commerce. So the initial contact, oftentimes, for a business that wants to relocate to the city of Palmer or indeed any city is oftentimes going to be a Chamber of Commerce. So, you know, I think having an active chamber and having materials that you can send out are very important. It's a touchstone. It's an opportunity for people to meet each other and hear about community issues. That's, I think, continues. They have, of course, Colony Christmas brings a significant number of people as well as Colony Days. I think continuing to do what you already do and do it well, that's the role I see.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. Councilperson Combs, the same question for you, ma'am. What do you see as the role of the Greater Palmer Chamber of Commerce in attracting new business to the city of Palmer?
The Palmer Chamber of Commerce has always been very active, very strong, very vocal, very involved in the community. They're their own best advertisement. I've been in their offices when they've taken calls from people looking to move to our community, either for business or personal reasons. They do a terrific job. They need to just keep doing the same job. Some others might need to, you know, agencies might need to come up to the same level. As far as I'm concerned, they've always been very professional. They've always done an absolutely first-rate job. Sorry, I've always been a big fan of the Palmer Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, they're the ones that we can point to and say, this is why businesses are in Palmer, because they have people just like you're going to meet at the Palmer Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. And you should never be sorry for liking the chamber. That's always a good thing. As I'm sure the crowd would agree here. So do you think the chamber is doing a good job, is providing some value to the city of Palmer when it comes to attracting new businesses and new homeowners? Councilperson Combs.
Absolutely. I can, and I have used examples of either the chamber as a whole or individual members over the years when I've been asked questions about Palmer. Again, whether it's for a business that's looking to come in here and see if they want to be here, or it's an individual that wants to come and live here. It's a wonderful place, and always has been, to have those contacts. I certainly would hope that no one would ever overlook the Chamber of Commerce as the place to get started in this community. I look out amongst these faces and I see, you know, people I've contacted for a variety of reasons to hook them up with somebody else over the years, whether it be real estate, the dentist, tooth feels good, and you know, on and on and on. We get a tremendous amount of pertinent information from this group in this community. If you're not coming on a regular basis, you're missing out, and that's what I would tell anybody.
Thank you, Councilperson Combs. Mayor Johnson, the same question to you, ma'am. Do you think the Chamber is playing a valuable role in promoting the City of Palmer?
If I didn't think so, I wouldn't have made sure that we had $5,000 each year into our budget to help the Chamber pay their rent or whatever, put towards whatever whatever expenses they would have. Certainly, and I had the opportunity and privilege just to speak with some folks that have been here. We're at Wasilla Chamber when I was there yesterday, and here in Palmer today. Moved here from Minnesota, and so the first place they came to is the Chamber of Commerce. So absolutely.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson, and on behalf of the Chamber and the Board, we appreciate those things that you and Councilperson Combs do to support the Chamber and its many activities. So several years ago, there was a large push to annex more property into the City of Palmer. Mayor Johnson, do you think we should continue to try and expand our boundaries, or do you think we're at the right place?
Well, there was a push a few years ago. I believe it was the previous mayor, Mayor Combs, that had spearheaded that, and the area that was defined was very large. I forget exactly how big it was, but I know it included Fishhook, included Four Corners, it included beyond that, to the point where it was hard to communicate with all the folks that were affected, and then it turned into something that it became sport. I don't want to see an annexation happen like that again. You have to have some buy-in from people that are potentially annexed. But absolutely, I have no question that annexation has to happen, because as we only have 5.2 square miles, and I believe, I'm trying to think, I want to say a 1.5 or at least a square mile, that's the airport. We have a very tiny city limits. And it's really the most, it's also the most densely populated city in the state. So if we... And we do have need for retail. Every single time I go to Wasilla and pay, well, I try not to. I just go to Anchorage. But if I have to go to Wasilla and I have to pay Wasilla city sales tax, it just is very difficult for me, because I think, man, that's Palmer money building Wasilla over there, and I don't like it. So how can we fix that? The corner commons that's being built at Four Corners has... The City of Palmer has provided water service to. Our water service area is 32 square miles. Our fire service area is 76 square miles. Our voting area, 5.2 square miles. So we need to get those boundaries consolidated. So if we're providing water, that's in our city limits. The Siri, they spent $1 million to get water to Four Corners. That tells me they're ready to invest, and they expect something to be built there. We'll get that water tank in next spring. So they want to be annexed, because they want our police protection. They want our water. We can annex that interior part without a lot of subdivisions and a lot of problems, I think. And so I think it's absolutely necessary, because I don't want to build Wasilla anymore.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. Councilperson Combs, the same question for you, ma'am. Do you think we need to expand our boundaries as a city through annexation?
Absolutely. I remember the last annexation push very well. The area that was proposed was actually suggested from several avenues, so that was the area that the city council put forth, and missed it by one vote. What can I say? I don't think that it was ill-advised. If you go up in an airplane and you look down, those boundaries that were proposed before, I frankly look like natural boundaries, so it always made sense to me. The proposed annexation that will be brought before the council and already has been discussed at council this coming year also makes a great deal of sense to me. Makes a sense because of incorporating more of our water district, for example. Businesses want to be within the city limits, no doubt. They want our water, they want our sewer, they want our police protection, they want all those infrastructure things that come with being within the city limits. We are densely populated. In 1969, when my husband and his group of pals that always populate my house graduated from Palmer High School, there was the, within a couple of hundred people, there was the same number of people in the whole Matanuska Susitna borough that now reside in the 5.2 square miles that are the city limits of Palmer. That's how much the whole borough's grown. Obviously, Palmer's grown too. So, yes, I'm for it because it also protects our corridors. It protects what we portray to anybody coming from any one direction into our community, because we have ordinances that will make sure that we look like Palmer. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilperson Combs. You did mention, both candidates mentioned the outstanding fire and police protection we enjoy here in Palmer, the outstanding water service we have here, and the sewer service as well. I have the pleasure of sitting on the board of the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce, and I can tell you that Palmer is a very envied town among other towns of similar size because of the services that we provide. Knowing that we provide better services than our neighbors, for instance, better services than other small towns, what do you think is the biggest potential for business growth here in the Palmer area?
I think that one term that I became familiar with when I was familiarizing myself with the Bring Back the Tracks project is that city planners would call Palmer a boutique village. I love the term. It's kind of interesting. This is the type of community we've always had in our downtown. I think that I know for a fact, for 28 years, that's what people want in Palmer from the downtown area. I think we could probably sit down and look at some of the old studies that have been done. I certainly am not going to ever propose a new study, but I think we need to incorporate what's been done in some old studies. Seems to me like in the past dozen years or so, some of the studies about expansion of Palmer have included several very good ideas that would blend right into what we call our boutique village and would make for great propositions for other businesses to come to our community and integrate right into what we already have. It's just one of those things that needs to be taken off the shelf, dusted off, opened up, get a few new ideas. I see some new faces. I like the old faces as well. Let's shake it up and see what we can come up with.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. Mayor Johnson, the same question for you. Of course, congratulations on maintaining the outstanding services that we have. But what do you see as the largest potential for businesses in Palmer?
Well, I think one thing that I think you have to look at a couple things as far as businesses, but one thing that Palmer and the Valley in general has is people like to live here. So we have a great workforce. And I believe it's 3% of privately owned land in Alaska, 25% of that is the Matanuska Valley. So we have land here, and this is where people are going to continue to live. So just general living is going to be part of that business that we have here. But with that workforce, we could look at any businesses that are in Anchorage and expect that they would like to have a MAPSU office. People like to live here. They get tired of commuting. And, in speaking with Hagland, who has now running two shifts for their airplane mechanics, they said, you know, we have a great workforce out here. Our employees would rather live here. Moving our maintenance out here no problem whatsoever. They actually have better opportunity for people. So I think what you're going to see is maybe not one thing. We certainly have some great businesses and some small niches and so on, but you'll see an expansion of any of the Alaska economy. This is where it's going to happen at, because this is where people are at and this is where people want to be at. And maybe I'm just a tad biased, but if this is if everyone wants to live in the valley, then they probably want to live even more in the Palmer side.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. One last question, and actually this is a question that the candidates will get to ask. Mayor Johnson, what question would you like to ask potential Mayor Combs about what will happen during the next few years if she is elected? And this is a question for Mayor Johnson. That's for you to ask that question to Mayor Jones, or to Councilperson Combs.
Well, there's a couple things. And one of the concerns that I had just from the start was the sense that the mayor is just a council person. But that's not how state code defines it. That is not how the city code defines it. It says the mayor has the executive powers in the city, and executive powers means to carry out, as well as before the agenda is ever seen by the council and on the council table, never voted on, those things are put on the agenda by the mayor in association with the manager. So there's a lot, little more to it. So I have a little concern that maybe that there's a lack of understanding in the role. So I would ask, what do you see the significance of the mayor's office being the only office that is elected by all of the people with one vote? And what do you see the executive powers of the mayor meaning to the public trust?
Councilperson Combs, could you take up to 2 minutes to answer that question, please?
I think that no matter which position, when you're elected, you take an oath. You take an oath, and you need to take it very seriously. The mayor's position in Palmer is uniquely different than Wasilla, the Borough Assembly, Anchorage, any other place. And I do believe that to some extent, all 20 mayors that Palmer's had have found their own way to define it, and they've defined it all within the code. I don't have a problem with learning the code, even more than I've learned in the last 12 years, 13 years. I see that position as primarily being, and defined by code as well, a great communicator. There needs to be a bridge between the city administration, the city's population, which includes private citizens as well as businesses, the city and the city council. It needs to be inclusive. It needs to be taken care of. All sides need to be listened to, and that's the one person that it kind of circles around. Whether or not that's powerful or not, I don't know. I wouldn't say so. I'd just say that that's what it takes. By definition, that position is supposed to be the bridge between the city administration and the council. And I've had great concerns about how much that's been done. It's not, again, the sky is falling. It's that I think it could be done better, and that's what I would try to do.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. You now have the opportunity to ask a question of Mayor Johnson. What question would you like to ask Mayor Johnson?
When I was told that this would be a possibility, I really had to think about it for several days. During campaigning, you get somewhat of a consensus because you're canvassing a lot. And the most often remarked question I've been asked during the past few weeks of campaigning is that there's been a great deal of concern expressed to me about the availability of the mayor and the mayor's office. And that considering that there's reliable statements being made that she intends to run for a legislative office in less than a year, these people are wanting assurances that she's going to be available to them, since it's already difficult to reach her office about any sort of problems or questions that they have. And so I guess I would just like her to explain how she would, if she would, change any kind of availability to the community.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Combs. Mayor Johnson, please take up to 2 minutes.
All right, thank you. Well, that's a great question. I'm happy to answer it. Most people tell me, and I've gone door-to-door quite a lot lately, that I'm one of the most available mayors that they've had. I'm kind of like everywhere, very active, very energetic, and people are pleased about that. I think Palmer has been well represented, and I think that shows when you look at our legislative appropriations and other things that are happening in town, businesses coming in. So availability, there is a little problem. When I first came to Palmer, I said, who takes the messages for the mayor? No one seemed to know. How do I get a message? Who picks it up? Who can give me a call? Who can schedule my appointments? If someone comes in, who tells me? So I had requested that someone be designated to do that, and that wasn't forthcoming. In fact, Councilmember Combs voted in without my choice to put a position in the budget part-time. That was good. Not my preference. I would have rather it just done at City Hall by who was already there at the front desk. But, you know, that was the way that was worked out. That position, again, was cut. Now I have no one at City Hall to take a message for me, no one that will call me when someone comes in, no one that will communicate to me. So, yeah, I do have a little availability problem, and I am hoping that this town and the citizens and residents don't want to see that happen and will help me change that, because I have to apologize for every single person that has not been able to get through to me. I know the mayor of Skagway was in town, and I was actually in the building, stopped by, and I found out 3 hours later. This has been happening over and over. We have people that want to build at the airport, can't get through, stop by City Hall, and I hear about it from the person themselves. So we do have an availability problem, and that needs to be fixed. So apologies, but I'm out there, and I'm really enjoying talking to people. Don't try to find me through City Hall. Call my cell number, 355-8866. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. That concludes the question and answer part of the forum today so that we can get out of here on time. At this point, what we would like to do is have a three-minute summation or speech or however you want to, whatever you would like to call it, to wrap things up. Since Councilperson Combs started with her introduction, we will ask Mayor Johnson to start with her summation. Mayor Johnson.
I didn't have that prepared, but I'm really pleased to be here today. So again, thank you to the chamber. One thing that I didn't mention, that the chamber does these great forums, so another service to the community. So thank you. I'm really pleased with my record at the City of Palmer. When I got there, our general fund was down. We were under a number of lawsuits were in place. We've since settled with the Department of Justice for $859,000. I just thought that was lack of oversight from our elected officials to have allowed what had happened at the City of Palmer to happen and put us ourselves in that position. And I'm proud of what has happened since then and the oversight that I've brought to keep that from happening. It's still not over with. And I will continue to pay attention to what's happening in the city. That's why I'm running. That's why I love to go out and talk to people. I love Palmer. Everybody knows that. I mean, of course. But loving Palmer means a little more than just saying I like going downtown and shopping and so on. It's about looking into the future and making sure that what we do at the city is very good for our community and for our businesses and for the future health. Sometimes that's tough, and I don't think I was elected to maintain the status quo. I don't think anybody wanted that when I was elected, certainly not the status quo that we had. I continue to work with our legislators very closely, and I'm pleased and proud of the representation that I've given from Palmer to our state government. Palmer's capital projects have been funded at a higher rate than ever by the state legislature, and that's no accident. I put a lot of time into lobbying. That's the number one thing that I've been able to do, I think, for the city, is to get rid of that lobbyist out of the budget, and I've done that in my position, and I've been very effective that way. Palmer has some changes coming, and I think that kind of communication with the state is extremely important. We'll be getting our PERS liability put on our audit next year. That's going to change the way our finances look. It's critical at this point to maintain the relations that we have with our state legislators and to not to go back to where we were before with that. So anyway, I'm running. Let's see, what else? Do I have more time? I don't know, am I out of time?
We would like to know if you, once again, if you could state your phone number and if you have a website that's available for people to send questions to you.
My phone number is 355-8866, and that's can be used for any time anyone wants to contact me, please do. You can contact me through the City of Palmer's website for any kind of mayoral questions as well. Let me see if I got one more thing here. I'm just pleased to be the mayor of Palmer. I'm pleased about my record. I think Palmer's moving forward, making complete good strides, and I envision our community continuing to grow, having opportunities, a town that recognizes how unique it is, its unique history, that continues to celebrate its people. And I understand what Palmer needs, and as mayor, and I understand the mayor's role in the public trust, and as your mayor, I'll put this experience to work for you.
Thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. We appreciate your candidness today. Councilperson Combs, if you could please take up to 3 minutes to wrap up your presentation here today.
As I said before, I really do believe that I do understand what the mayor's role is. I've had the pleasure and the experience of working with at least four different mayors over the years closely. On various projects, various things. I've been able to observe that position in quite a few different unique situations. I appreciate the mayor sharing that phone number. I know that previous mayors were always available. For example, in my house, we've had a second phone line in, paid out of my own pocket, for the last 13 years. And that's for any city council or mayoral work. We've always been reachable. That number's been available on websites, on business cards, anywhere. This phone number is not. And so I think that has been part of the problem. It is not available on website. It is not on the business cards. And that's what I was being asked. I appreciate you sharing it. I'll be able to share it with other folks. This is absolutely, and there's absolutely no reason with retirement, you know, 6-7 years down the road for me, this is where I'm going to be. It doesn't matter. It can snow 15 feet. I've lived in Valdez. I can deal with it. The wind can blow, et cetera. But this is where I'm going to be. I've been very privileged to work with many of you that I see in this room and many others in building this community, whether it has to do with businesses, whether it has to do with youth programs, no matter what. I believe that it's a record that I can stand on and be extremely proud of. Half the organizations I belong to, I've been their treasurer. I know part of it's because I've got that bean counting background, but it does show a level of trust. And I would really appreciate your support. No matter what happens, there's not a single person in this room that isn't going to continue to make sure that Palmer is exactly what we always tell everyone, it's Alaska at its best. Thank you for your time today.
Councilperson Combs, you did mention a phone number and a website. Could you make those public, please? If persons have questions for you regarding your mayoral campaign.
746-0367 is always available. And there is a website. It's Linda A. Combs. Shoot. You can tell how often I look at it. Linda A. Combs. .com. That's right.
Okay, thank you very much, Councilperson Combs, and thank you very much, Mayor Johnson. This has been a great pleasure to have you both with us today. We know there's a lot of things going on in each of your lives, and we know the election is next week, so there's a lot of hands to shake and babies to kiss between now and then. But one of the questions that came from the floor was, how many people are actually registered to vote in the city of Palmer that would be voting? So if you could raise your hands, please, so we kind of have an idea. We know that we're all business people that have a financial interest in the city of Palmer, but these people that you see here will be actually voting on the mayoral end of things. So thank you very much, and I hope to see you all at the polls on Tuesday. Please encourage your neighbors to come as well.